As unemployment numbers have surged over the past few weeks, so has demand for social services, including emergency food assistance. A food distribution held every other Wednesday at the Trinity United Methodist Church in Springfield's Forest Park neighborhood has been seeing high demand for some time, according to volunteer Joanne Evans.
We start at 1:30. We have families that show up here at 11 o'clock in the morning and line up, which says to me, if you come at 11 o'clock, you have no idea what food you're getting when you get up to the table. You're in need of that food.
It's the same story at the Open Pantry, which has been a source of food for people in need in the city's North End for decades, and at a food distribution that's been taking place every Friday for the last couple of weeks in the parking lot of Central High School. More and more people from all walks of life struggling with what's known as food insecurity and uncertainty about where the next meal will come from.
I've been with the food bank for 15 years, so we experienced something like this during the Great Recession, but this is very different in that it came out of nowhere, and it's likely to persist.
Andrew Morehouse, executive director of the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, said demand is up 35%. His agency acts as a sort of wholesaler to a network of independently run pantries and meal sites throughout the four western counties, and also does some direct distributions to people at more than two dozen locations.
Trying to feed kids and elders, and a lot of healthy food, produce and dairy and frozen meats, shelf-stable food.
The on and off shortages shoppers have seen at grocery stores have also impacted the food bank, according to Morehouse.
We are beginning to experience delays. We have 12 orders of tractor trailer loads of food that have been delayed. We're really hoping those will come soon because the next couple of months are pretty critical for us as demand spikes and before we start to receive large volumes of food from the federal government in late June and July. So the next couple of months are really critical, and we're hoping that we'll be able to get that food to us.
This week, the food bank received a $125,000 donation from the Antonacci Family Foundation that Morehouse said will buy the equivalent of 500,000 meals. The donation kicked off a campaign to highlight food insecurity and to encourage others to make contributions to the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, according to Frank Antonacci, the spokesman for the Family Foundation.
Because we really want to see other families or other businesses that are doing okay step up. Now's the time. If you have a charitable foundation or a family foundation that has some funds available, now's the time to drain them and give back to the communities. So that's the call.
Since schools closed in mid-March, the Springfield Public Schools have distributed more than 500,000 free grab-and-go meals. Under the Federal CARES Act, almost $4 million is earmarked to assist emergency food and shelter programs in Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.